New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Oh, my God.
Once again, your song of the day from 1973.
Yes.
We're an American band. Grand Funk Jake. Railroad.
We're not worthy.
464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I don't mind saying that's a staple song of our childhood, Bill.
As staple as it gets.
It's easy.
And there's never one you go, it's a staple, but maybe it's ran its course.
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
No, wait a second.
It was like you're in the hotel with the band. I felt I was in the hotel with the band.
What year was that?
1973.
Yeah, see.
Grand Funk Railroad.
You were seven. And what I remember distinctly is that it was a gold album. It was the gold. And when you open it, like the band members were nude. Oh. So you always kind of felt guilty. You know, there's some Catholic guilt there. But it was, and Steve Zora was my friend. Steve Zora, if you're listening, God bless you. He was a guy, like one of the kids in the neighborhood, and his brother had the album. We'd go down in his basement. I'd see the album. I'd be like, I don't want to open it, but it's really good. But it's really good. Yeah, that song's a 9.475, and Bill's right. God, you've probably heard it 7,000 times
at least. I've never knew every word.
Yeah, no, you didn't know every word. You have lyricosis.
I did. I missed a couple.
Don't worry, I have missed a couple.
You're
words.
Pretty good.
I thought I had it all.
I'd give you a 7 out of 10.
I think I was more in the eights, but yes, I had some errors, but I thought I knew the words.
You tried it.
I tried. I knew. I think I knew. I was at 80% of the words.
Good performance by you.
It's a 10.
Whoa,
10. You gave it a 10.
No, that's one of the. That's one of my all time. Greatest favorites. Oh yeah, I mean the big part with that was the older kids that were playing it during that time. That was the thing.
We were younger.
We all had friends that had older brothers.
Yes, Jan Zora Steve's brother.
Yeah,
he had it.
Yeah. So it's just it was incredible.
Yeah, Jan also had a Nova, jacked up Nova, green Nova, and if you touched it, you got in trouble. If you put a finger on it. Yeah, you'd get in trouble. One time, we were playing basketball, and the basketball hit it.
Oh, boy.
And I had never been so scared. I mean, I thought, okay, Jan's going to kill me.
Yeah, the ball just hit his Nova.
The ball just hit the Nova. Anyway, keep going.
His cars were looking
high scores.
Oh, yeah.
9-4 plus.
And Bill gave it a 10.
I gave it a 10. Ben's going to give it a 7-2. He had to like it. It was energy.
8-1 for Ben.
7-1.
Pretty good, Bill.
Good job, Ben.
Good job. Ben, I'm telling you, go back and re-listen to that.
Let's get some ratings before we get to Bill's thrills. We got Bill in Bennett, 9.1. John in Southeast Lincoln, 8.9. Mississippi Mud Dogs is finally a good song, 9.75.
You're backhanded welcome. Compliment to Jake.
Triple H's dad, a 7. I've never heard from Triple H before, but Triple H's dad, a 7.
Okay.
Huster Mike in Waterloo, a 9. Tulane Tanner, 8. The Bandit, 9.2. Guilt Nerd, 8.9.
She's all high.
Yeah. Ellis in Illinois, 6.5. Ryan in California, 9.1. Kyle in Hooper, 8.9. Jennifer, 8.5. Hubby, 8.
That's really high for them.
All high scores so far.
And that's right in their era. That's like that's a staple.
Yeah,
they were. Lyle and Omaha, 8. Who in Columbus? All right, 7.5. He never he doesn't do decimals
Bird,
very often.
Bird, that's the highest rating you've ever given.
I think it might be the highest.
Thank you, Bird.
Gavin and Pender, 9.7.
Thank you, Gavin.
You know Gavin.
Oh, they have the athletic slot and safety. And safety with the neck roll.
Wink Martindale and KC, 7.3.
Wink Martindale with the gold chain you pointed out. Yeah. Very odd looking for a man of his age.
It was I pointed out, so he's got to check this out.
Jake, he had a gold chain on. Where are you on? Yeah.
Shamia, 8.2.
Shamali.
Chad in Kyle, Texas, 8.9. East Lincoln West, 9.7. Plainsman in Grant, 8.8.
You probably know him.
And
he was a plainsman.
How about this? Nolan in Florida gives a -1.
Well, Nolan.
There's no chance.
What are you looking for? Fireball?
Yeah, exactly. This is incredible.
Fireball.
I'm surprised we haven't cooked that up yet.
I even told Jake I was going with that one. He left that one hanging out there.
Seriously, programming note, can we get that going?
It'll be.
They scored 42
points.
Write
that down.
Ben,
light
cut
that
the
down.
Fireball.
Florida International scored 42 points.
And lost.
Yeah, but they scored 42 points.
To mama. Yeah, he did it. No matter what. He's got, just imagine going to his suite. Going to his
fireball.
Suite. There's 9 people at the game. There's no one at the game. He's got a suite. Imagine if he gets come over to the game tonight.
What's the guy's name?
Pitbull
Stadium.
It's his stadium. He's got the name.
Really odd, this Pitbull stadium.
It's not going well so far.
Crushed.
It's time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Come on.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is time for a Football Facts Monday, Bill. What is on your
Flip
mind
it.
Today?
Ooh, so now it's on the other side of the envelope.
Football Facts.
Two sides.
Which we've talked about here. You lose more than you win.
Mm-hmm.
You lose.
Meaning,
more than
explain
you win.
That to people.
You just make errors. You do some things on your own that when I say that, are controllable. Things that are potentially
Football.
Controllable. Starting off, USC Michigan, which we haven't talked about. I shelved it for this idea, but
nice. Shelved it.
We talked about this. It was like 1986 all over again. That was one of the most incredible games to watch on TV. Michigan, USC, down to the wire.
It was beautiful.
Two blue bloods, and that was fun to watch.
Jake, I watched all of it. It was
Michigan
incredible.
Threw for 31 yards. At 31 yards passing. And when the
Alex Orchie.
31
can't
yards
throw
passing.
It.
I get that. But USC gets the ball somewhere around midfield or a little bit behind that. There's 4-something to go. And two things are going to have to happen. They can't throw the ball. So the one thing that has to happen is the clock has to run.
Mm-hmm.
Or the timeouts have to be used by Michigan, mm-hmm. period.
Mm-hmm.
And USC throws 2 incomplete passes in a row. If you run the ball, most likely they're not taking the timeouts. Run off another minute 20 off of it. Remember when Michigan scored, there was like 20-some seconds left to go in the game. So the time management again. But could
they run the ball?
But what's that? Doesn't matter. They weren't going to get. Maybe I probably don't get the first. No, Michigan's defense is unbelievable. My point was make them make a decision.
Okay.
Either they got to use the timeouts or the clock's going to run down. Because if they let it run down,
they're
probably going to say, hey, we're going to save the timeouts.
So we have
time to be able to do things. But it's a way different game, that extra minute 40 off. They're going to say, hey, listen, we probably have to throw the ball down the field and have a chance at this.
Riley.
To get it done. I was just
great coach, though, Jake.
He did a great job because Michigan's defensive front, USC couldn't even come close to handle him. And somehow he got 24 points on the board. And also with that, I mean, one of the things is a horrible pick six by Miller Moss. He played really well. He made a horrible
USC
throw.
Should have won the game. Let's just say it. They blew it on defense.
They did.
All Number
did,
19 couldn't get that Mullins to the ground.
If they make the tackle, it's a 15-yard run.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Yeah.
It's a 15-yard run. They still have a long ways to go to win. They're probably got to complete a couple passes.
Instead, he went what? He went like 40-plus.
I think he went almost like over 50.
61, maybe.
It was, I don't know. It was maybe,
check it out. He had a long run.
I thought it was 60, but maybe since you said over 50. But it was a long run.
And the safety had him.
Yeah.
Had his arms wrapped around
him. And then,
late in the game.
And then the other safety missed him. He had wrapped around the other DB, missed him with someone that had arms on him. Oh,
how did he get through that?
It was a 63-yard run.
63-yard run.
It was 3rd and 1 at the Michigan 20. He went for 63 yards to the USC 17.
Also with that, I don't think they were overly aggressive, because on 3rd and 1 is when you don't want to. It's like, hey, you just concede the first down. You just concede. No, it's okay.
Interesting. That's the mindset.
Yeah, okay. At that point in time, we got to keep him out of the end zone. Don't run something defensively so aggressive to give up a 63-yard run. That's what you don't want to have happen. If it goes for 5, like, okay, clock's still running. It wasn't below 2 minutes. Away
but you would
go.
Agree they had him.
What's that?
You would they agree did, that they
for
had
a 15-yard run. Yeah. They did have him. 100%. So that was, like I said, but make him make a decision. The next one. Baylor, Colorado.
Mm. Oh, yep.
Baylor, Colorado. One of the more epic games that I've ever seen.
Incredible.
What an ending.
The storylines in this game, even in the overtime, were so incredible. So we're watching it, and I'm going, okay, here we go. Hail Mary. They got to throw it in the end zone. Last play. My first thing is to do
regulation.
I would do what the Chiefs, I mean, what the Bengals didn't do against the Chiefs a week ago,
which is
bring some pressure in a situation. They got to throw 50 yards. I'm like, whatever you do, do not rush three. Come after him. And they do.
Baylor
does. And I'm watching it.
Flushed
and they lined off right there, and they flushed him away from his hand, which you should do, which means they flushed him to his left.
Right.
Like that. But the edge guy, which I believe whoever that player was on the edge. I'm watching him. He's to the field, and he just comes up and under and runs underneath. And then Shador just is just out there all by himself, just floating while they're chasing him down from behind. I'm like, oh no, I'm yelling. They lost contain. They lost contain. And then they lose him. They throw the 50-yard touchdown pass.
To Western.
LeJonte Western.
Hadn't caught a pass in the game, I don't believe. I think it was his only catch.
Good God.
And it was just incredible. So then
he made a great catch.
And so I can't believe what I'm seeing, what happened. And then I heard yesterday I heard what happened. Baylor called timeout to talk through, like, hey, he saw how they lined up. Boom, they called timeout. They had an injury, and the two guys lined up on the wrong side. So the guy that's supposed to come outside was on the boundary side. The guy supposed to come up and under was to the field. They were on the wrong side. Because if they blitz the guy, if they blitz the guy from the field, he hits Shador right in the face before the receivers are even probably 15 yards down the field.
Oh, God.
And the game is over, and they screw it up. And they screw it up. You lose more games than you win. You had a timeout. You had a timeout to make sure, and they knew, hey, we're running this on defense. You're going to be to the field. You are contained. We're going to push him to you. They did all the things right, except for one guy.
Ew.
Or there are two guys that lined up on the wrong side. I'm blown away the fact that as soon as he caught the ball, Shador, he took off, and the guy still ran up and under. Just go back and watch the play. You'll mm-hmm. be mesmerized by it.
Yeah.
And they hit a 50-yard, whatever it was.
And it was a good pass. Throw. He made a good throw. And the guy made a great catch. Yeah. Diving catch. And just got it off the turf. Yeah.
And they go down and score in overtime.
Yes.
Colorado.
Then what happened?
So I'm watching the game with Shin Daddy and Tamara.
Oh, that's, no. You're watching with Shindy?
Now I'm envious. You watch with Shin Daddy.
You watch with Shindy and Tam?
And I tell him, I go, if Baylor scores, go for two. This is your chance.
Is that right?
It's on the road. Go for two.
Okay, that's interesting. And I wondered about that.
Yeah, I'd go for two. You're on the road. I would say go for two. And they've got they run the ball down for a first down. The quarterback almost scored. So it's first and two at the two.
Yeah.
Wide open gap. He's running in. He's going to score a touchdown. And Travis Hunter hits him and knocks the ball.
Hunter.
Dude. And it wasn't
total a touchdown. Dude play.
He knocks the ball out, rolls out of the end zone. Game over.
Hunter's a freak.
They not only stormed the field, they tore the goalpost down for beating Baylor.
They tore them down?
They did a premature field
before the
storm.
Game was even over. Yeah, the game was not over.
They had
over.
To clear them off.
Baylor is 2-2, right?
It's an odd
thing. They tore them down for Baylor.
Colorado's very odd, but I
don't get that one.
There was a time, Steve, when yes, Colorado had the ball, and they dropped back pass, and Baylor sacked him 4 out of 5 snaps.
Oh, I saw
four
it.
Out of five
I
snaps.
Watched it.
It was a sack. Sack, yeah. Pressure,
yeah,
sack.
Yeah, they're coming off the edge.
Sack. It was, they couldn't block him. Couldn't block him, and it was incredible. The running back missed a couple of protections, and it was incredible. They could not protect him of any sort, and it was just unreal what was happening. But I tell you one, Colorado deserves credit. You know why? Changed their offense.
They did.
A lot of quick game
passes.
The quarterback now is involved in the run game.
He runs. Shador runs. Ball.
He scrambles, and they had quarterback run.
I have a question for you. Do you think Shermer went to Deion and said, we got to run the quarterback?
I believe so. If we want to have a chance to win games, if we do what we did against Nebraska, they had no quarterback run. It was all four detached the whole game. Now they have tight ends in the core. They have different run games. They try to run
And Shador will scramble now.
He'll scramble and has quarterback runs. He scored a touchdown on design quarterback run.
But now people are saying, Sipple, he scrambled before. But now he'll scramble and push forward different. To beyond the line of scrimmage. Yeah. He'll keep it. He'll keep it now. And he's a pretty good runner.
Baylor had the game won like 9 times.
Wouldn't you say at one point they had like a 95% chance to win Baylor?
I'm going to say, I'd like to know what it was. So Baylor's lining up with like 2 minutes to go in the game or
A field goal.
To kick a field goal to go up 10.
Right.
Go
up 10.
A layup field goal. At that juncture, before he kicked it, I'm going to say they were a 99% chance of winning the game at that juncture.
That's what I thought too.
About that.
I thought the game was
same
over.
Same thing.
Okay. All right. I'm looking right now at ESPN's win probability. Yes. They were 99.2% chance to win with 1:11 to go in the fourth quarter.
That's when he probably lined up for the field goal.
99.2%.
Now, that might have been a 46-yard. I'd have to go back and look, but it should make it.
Same thing. He's a left-footed kicker on the left hash.
Yeah.
Hooks it.
Hooked it bad. Didn't come close.
You lose more than you win.
That's a wonderful
and addition. And I didn't even get a chance to hit on Washington State, San Jose State. 54-52, double overtime. Incredible. Wazoo wins.
Wazoo.
Both teams threw interceptions in the first overtime. Unheard of. Both teams. The first team.
Oh, no.
And here's the best part, though. San Jose State throws a touchdown pass with 24 seconds left. And they get the two-point play to go up three. And Washington makes two pass plays and kicks a 56-yard field goal to send it to overtime.
That's wild. That's wild.
That was some Friday night football.
Friday night football. I was up till 1:30.
Good God.
1:30.
Then you got up and left for the lake?
What's that? I watched the game with my parents.
Okay.
And then it's about another 30-minute drive from there. So after the Nebraska game is over, I drove to our cabin. And then watch the second half of Washington State, San Jose State.
You were on the move in Northeast Nebraska.
I was on the move. Yes.
Beautiful place.
Yes.
That is Bill Strills. When we come back, hour two, how much does the outlook change for Nebraska after the loss to Illinois? That's up next in an early break on the ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.